Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Either way, let's talk about different struggles, because these are some of the struggles, but these struggles, as long as we work together, and as Mukundi says, and as long as we make effort, then we'll get through them quite successfully. But what about the power struggles that are taking place in Israel? I'm struggling to understand what is real, what is not real. Where are people just protesting because they don't like government? Or what is, you know, where is their legitimacy? How do we figure this out? Dr. Ronit Levine-Schnur is a senior lecturer at Tel Aviv University in the Faculty of Law. A very good morning. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
Hi, good morning. Thank you.
So the question, of course, is there's a lot of pushback around the Supreme Court, around the dismissal of Ronen Bar from his position as head of Shin Bet. Are we seeing a power struggle reveal itself over at using these issues as the focal points?
For sure. This is a very good description of what's going on. It is a power struggle.
And how does that, how does this play out?
So it seems that the current government aim from the very beginning is to put on their heads those institutions that limits its power. And we have been witnessing their attempts, the government's attempts, throughout the past more than 2 years now. And currently, the current struggle is around the position of the head of the Shin Bet. But it's really more about who governs, who gets to decide where the power resides. And the question is, do we split powers? Do we have balance on powers? Or are we entitled to possess it all in our hands, which is the government's position? And so we are now witnessing that with respect to Ronen Bar, but tomorrow it's with respect to the Attorney General, whose dismissal is on stake. And tomorrow we have Knesset final decision on the question of the committee for appointment of justices. Last week it was something else. It's really all over the place. Every time it gets different manifestation, but it's about distribution of powers and control of them.
Right. Does the government have any legitimacy, for example, in the dismissal of Ronen Bar?
Well, under the law, the government decides who would serve as the head of the Shin Bet and whether to dismiss that person from the position. However, reading the explicit words of the law is never the final stop in the world of the justice system. It's only the beginning. So it's not really a question of who has the powers, but what are the conditions for applying these powers? Are these powers subject to some scrutiny review? And under Israeli constitutional law, which is not codified, which is not formalized, like in South Africa in a formal constitution, we do not have that. But we do have many years of convictions, like long-standing convictions, under which the government's decisions are subject to judicial review. And this government, for long, have been trying to dismiss not only the Attorney General, not only the head of the Shin Bet, they are trying to dismiss the court's position as reviewers of governmental decisions. And so if you ask me formally, the power resides with the government. That's under the law. However, the law is subject to interpretation. And this interpretation for years have been that every governmental decision is subject to review. Now, what are the problems here? No one doubts that Ronen Bar needs to be removed from his position. No one doubts that. Okay, Ronen Bar himself announced that he will leave office ahead of time. Okay, so that's for sure. The question is the demand for personal commitment of public servants to the agenda of the prime minister. And the question is whether senior public officials can say and stand behind this saying that they serve the public interest. Okay, they serve the rule of law. They do not serve the interest of the prime minister or of the government. So this is really about who do they owe duties. And they say, the attorney general, the head of the Shin Bet, they say, we owe duties to the public. And the government says, we are the sole representative of the government. So if we say so, this or that, you have to follow. You cannot have a standalone position of what is the public interest. Mm. So this is really about that.
And how do you think this plays out? Where does this go, these protests and these, the protests? These concerns?
Where would we be in a week, you're asking, or?
Well,
I'm
yeah,
not sure
because,
if I understood the question.
Yeah, so what's the natural way in which these events play out? What are the options?
So we're pushing the limits of the concept constitutional crisis for long. Okay, for long we've been discussing when would it happen. And formally, a constitutional crisis occurs when there is a court decision and the government explicitly states that they will not follow that decision. And we are very close to this point. Now, the Israeli markets and many organizations that are not part of the protest have announced that were the government to disregard explicitly a court decision, that will not go through. And what we observe, again, it's been 4 months now, that the government always has this like tiny leeway to argue that they are not disregarding a court decision. However, they're just applying it in a way that is inconsistent with the attorney general position. And this is really marginal. We are very, very close to a point in which we will no longer know what is the law, who gets to decide, and that's anarchy. Okay. That's or dictatorship or anarchy. Okay, and we have to oppose that in any way. And many people are currently on the streets just for doing so. And let me tell you, all democracies suffer from the same weak points. Democracies are very weak systems of governance because they rely on culture of agreement. They rely on tradition of consultation. And once these cultures and these traditions are being pushed away, take away, like taking over the system, it's very easy. And so I encourage you to ask yourself, not only what's going on here, but also what's going on where you are, and to see what are the civic powers that are united in their attempt to resist takeovers on your political system. Because this is what we are facing.
Absolutely.
Now. Luckily, we're very organized and we're struggling.
No question about it. This is a vigilance required. A free press, a free judiciary is something certainly that has saved South Africa in the past, and those need to be protected very, very carefully. Dr. Ronit Levine-Schnur, a senior lecturer at Tel Aviv University in the Faculty of Law. It's 8:48.